Jane Costello, a respected epidemiologist from Duke University, conducted a study with a sample of 1,420 youngsters and found that about 25% of their respondents had been exposed to at least one high-magnitude traumatic event by age 16, and 6% had been exposed to at least one such event in the last 3 months, which is very significant. Large numbers of youngsters are being exposed to trauma. We've become more aware of it partly because of the wars, as we look at post-traumatic stress disorder resulting from the wars. We're becoming more aware of the impact of trauma due to natural disasters, like Hurricane Katrina, and because of attacks like 9/11. All this has further elevated the recognition of the large numbers of individuals who are exposed to trauma and also of the impact of this exposure. The most commonly referenced trauma-related disorder is post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. Many people think of PTSD as a reaction to combat stress. In fact, when there's a war going on, we're seeing many people living in very frightening environments, witnessing horrific events, and coming back very fearful, in a way that disturbs their sleep and gets them hyper-attentive to things about them. This interferes with their functioning. Research by Fairbank reports that children exposed to trauma have almost doubled the rates of psychiatric disorder of those who haven't been exposed to trauma.